This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're officially running for the state senate seat. Does that mean you're going to resign from the Board of Elections and from the county Democratic Party?
Well, this morning, talking with a number of folks and being encouraged by many, many people, I am announcing that I am planning on resigning from the Board of Elections in January and seeking the nomination for state senate in the 61st district for next year.
John Rivera's already said he wants the same seat.
Mm-hmm.
How does that complicate things?
Well, I feel very strongly that I have broad support in the district, in the 61st district, from elected officials, political leaders, community leaders, labor leaders, and so we're going to have a process, and I will be recusing myself from that process when it comes. I would hope that the assembly member does the same thing. He sits on our executive committee as well, and we'll be following our party rules at that point to have someone run the organization at that point. And, you know, the state law, the election law says that commissioners cannot file nominating paperwork at the board and continue on as commissioners. I plan on resigning in January before any of that happens to avoid a conflict there for sure.
Now, Governor Hochul has 45 days from, is it January 1st to replace Sean?
Yep. Or so 45? January 1st, the vacancy occurs, then she has 10 days to call a special election within 40 or 50 days. And so this is going to happen quick, and I expect a special election in February. The voters are going to have the say then. There'll be then a primary in June and then a November election. So there'll be three elections for this seat next year.
Are you up for that?
Absolutely.
I mean, this is your first ever run for a very public office.
Well, I ran for county legislature about 14 years ago, but this is much different, and I feel confident in the support that from people who have encouraged me up to this point, and I'm ready to go. I think that the community wants a fighter, wants somebody who's going to stand up for them, and I'm that person.
So what are we doing? Are we going?
When did it click in that you said, I want this seat?
Well, after the primary, I just started getting a lot of people encouraging me to do this. I spoke with my family. They are very supportive of this. And it's been overwhelming, the support in the district for this. And so we've worked really hard to build a strong party. We had an extremely successful event evening last night, probably the most successful off-year night that we've ever had at ECDC. And I'm incredibly proud of that. And I want to take that momentum forward into the 61st district.
It's a big district. It's not only Buffalo, it's Amherst, Grand Island,
yep.
Tonawanda. Very diverse.
Yep.
Very diverse needs.
Yep. Yep, I think it's mostly centered in the north towns in the north part of Buffalo. And that's where I was born and raised. That's where I live and raise my family. That's where most of my family lives. I think I understand the district incredibly well. I've talked to hundreds of voters in the last couple of months who have talked about issues that matter to them. They're concerned about affordability for insurance. They're concerned about affordability for utilities, health care, and I want to be their voice. I want to be their voice to go help them with those issues, lower costs, and fight for them.
It'll be an interesting year because you'll be running the same time Kathy Hochul's running for governor.
Right.
So the spotlight will be a little bit wider.
Yep.
Is that a good thing, bad thing?
I think so. I'd love to be a strong partner with the governor. We've got a relationship that goes back 22 years. I think I could deliver for this community. I think we could make things happen. I think she's fighting for the same issues that I'm hearing people are concerned about. She's fighting for affordability. You see her every day talking about affordability, about getting health care back into the hands of families who need it that has been stripped away by Donald Trump. And that's what we need. We need somebody who's going to work to do that.
Is it going to be different, Jeremy Zellner, politician, versus Jeremy Zellner, party chair?
Well, I think that's part of the challenge is that most folks don't
know.
How do
you make that shift?
Most folks don't know who I am or what kind of background I come from. I come from a background like most people, right? My father was a UAW member. My grandfather was. We wouldn't have had health care. We wouldn't have had food on the table without collective bargaining. We struggled. I come from a single mom raising three kids, and I know what it's like. And so that's why it's important to represent this community to me so that I can fight for people who are in the same boat.
I want to switch gears real quick. Yesterday's mayoral election. The turnout in Buffalo wasn't particularly strong. Less than 28%.
Yeah.
41,000 total votes. Byron Brown's write-in a couple of years ago was 38,000 votes.
Yep.
Was that apathy, and I know you and I talked about this, the fear of complacency and apathy, was that a factor in yesterday's vote?
Well, I think it was a few things. We had a MAGA Republican spend $500,000 telling us who he is, and so I think most folks thought this race was over as soon as he opened his mouth, and Sean worked incredibly hard, spent a lot of resources and worked incredibly hard to win this race. He took nothing for granted. I think some people did. I think some voters thought, oh, this thing's in the tank. You know, 4 years ago was a historic race with the write-in. There was way more money spent on that and way more attention in that race. You saw the New York City race yesterday with all the attention that was paid there. There wasn't that much attention on this race. But I'm incredibly proud of Sean Ryan. He's going to bring a new generation of leadership to the city of Buffalo. He's going to make the tough decisions that need to be made and lead.
But was it a matter of apathy, complacency? I mean, I would have thought, given the high-profile nature...
Well, we have a historic situation in the city of Buffalo for 40 years where voters just don't have races in the fall that are contested. So I think they're more focused on the primary vote, and then they kind of go to sleep.
Is that what happened here?
I think so. It happens every year that the city has primaries and folks don't come out in November. But
even the primary vote, it was less than 30,000 people voted out of 96,000 registered Democrats. So it was, less than a third.
Right.
So... are people just burned out of voting?
I don't know. I think that anytime you come off a presidential year with all that energy and all that excitement, there's always a letdown. But again, I think a lot of folks took it for granted and felt like they didn't have to come out and make their voice heard because it's such a Democratic city.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw that a little bit with some candidates announcing, we were attacked by the Republicans when candidates announced for the next year for disrespecting the voters. And, that was upsetting to a lot of people. But I think the bottom line is that this race in the fall in the city is a tough one to get people out to vote for because they think it's over.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.